Welcome into the Mountain Brook Schools Podcast. My name is William Galloway. I am the Communications and Public Relations Specialist for Mountain Brook Schools. And on today's episode, we're going to read through and share with you some good news that happened in our school district in the month of February 2024. This is an audio version of a newsletter that is sent out to parents, faculty, and staff members. And we are excited to share with you some things that happened. And this is just a glimpse of some great news and events and field trips and championships and all of the things that happened in our school district in February 2024. This is available and sent to parents via Parent Square, so to their email and their Mountain Brook Schools mobile app, the Parent Square app. And so we want to challenge and encourage everybody, if you're interested in these stories, to go to our website, go to our social media. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, also X, Instagram, LinkedIn, all of the social media at MTN Brook Schools to read these news stories. You can also visit our website, www.mtnbrook.k12.al.us. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the news and the great things that happened in our school district in February 2024. At the district level, we encourage you to check out our previous podcast. It's an interview series we're doing with our faculty and staff members throughout the year, one a month, and we're talking to anybody and everybody. This month in February, we talked to Kimmy Blanton. She is the longtime Spanish teacher at Crestline Elementary. We dug into her experience as an educator in Crestline, starting the Spanish curriculum, and what her experience has been like at Crestline. She's got connections, and her husband, Frank Blanton, was the band director for Mountain Brook High School for a number of years. And so we encourage everybody to check out that podcast. Great interview with Kimmy as she shares her heart for education and for students and for Spanish here in Mountain Brook Schools. We want to congratulate our robotics teams and our students who competed at the state level, and a lot of them qualified for nationals. So we're so excited for those students and teams and faculty sponsors who led those robotics students to championship level competition at state, and they will now compete on the world stage internationally once May comes in Dallas is where they will compete. So we're super excited for all those students in that area. We want to congratulate the 11 students at Mountain Brook High School who signed on to play their respective sport at the next level collegiately. That was at the winter signing day that took place at the beginning of February. Now a total of 20 and counting student athletes from Mountain Brook High School's class of 2024 are going to compete in college in their respective sport. We're super proud of them and their hard work, as well as the hard work from their coaches and the support they have received from their parents throughout the year. Check out the February board meeting recap from the recognitions and the things that happened at the monthly Board of Education meeting that took place at Mountain Brook High School. That's available on our website and on our social media. Now looking at all of the individual schools at each elementary and secondary level. At Brookwood Forest Elementary in the month of February, second grade students wrote and published a book for incoming kindergarten students to help familiarize the incoming Rangers with the school campus and school people. Really cool story there on a couple classrooms in second grade who are excited to welcome future Rangers to the school and share with them what they need to know before they come to campus in the fall. Really touching story there. Encourage you to check that out. Also, third graders grew some carrots and some produce in the garden, and they shared them with school administrators. And Ashley Crosno, assistant principal at Brookwood Forest Elementary, shares in their Walk Through the Forest video, which they do weekly. You can follow and check that out on social media. You know, a little bit more information about the produce and the carrots that they grew. And so really neat story there from third graders at Brookwood Forest Elementary. In Cherokee Bend, second grade students took a really cool field trip to American Village to learn about American history, a really unique place. American Village down in Montevallo, just minutes away from Birmingham. Cool opportunity for those second grade students at CBS. Also, Cherokee Bend students did clubs, Chiefs Learning Unbelievable Stuff. They started that this semester, and you can check out pictures on Cherokee Bend's social media to see what type of clubs and different things were done. Students had the opportunity to learn about a variety of things. That's CBS Clubs. You can check that out on Cherokee Bend's social media. Check out the Crestline social media pages. They did a lot this month. They had the annual Cougar Creativity Conference. That's a two-day event where students learn and hear from community members about their professions and their experience in various creative industries. So they came in and shared with students on campus at Crestline what they do and gave a little bit of a glimpse into their work life and shared a little bit about what it means to be a creative professional. That is all available on the Crestline social media. Mountain Brook Elementary held house induction for its kindergarten students. If you have not been up to date on the house ceremony and the house happenings at Mountain Brook Elementary, you can go back through their website and their social media and learn about the house program, where they have five different houses and students belong to one of five during their time, during their 7 years at Mountain Brook Elementary. So the kindergartners were just recently inducted in February to their new house, a place where they will spend time doing a lot of activities and a cool way to have unique groupings on campus during the tenure of their experience at Mountain Brook Elementary. We also want to congratulate Expressions winners from all schools. They will be recognized in the month of March, and so you can look for that in our next Good News update. So you can see social media in the coming days for a list of names for Expression winners 2023 and 2024. Let's move to the secondary level now. Jimmy McGowan created a 45-pound bronze Spartan head sculpture for Mountain Brook Junior High, which now sits near the front of the school. A really cool process in which he and Principal Donald Clayton decided that they could have a visual representation of Spartan spirit and something to welcome people in the new building at Mountain Brook Junior High. And so check out our website on that story on Jimmy McGowan's 45-pound Spartan bronze sculpture that is now at the front of Mountain Brook Junior High. Also, John Hunter, the creator of the World Peace Game, he visited and spoke with students in ninth grade about how they participate and what they do in the World Peace Game. That in and of itself is a unique story. And so we appreciate John Hunter for his time. He also spoke at the TEDx Youth MBJH event. So he got to share a lot with not only Mountain Brook Junior High students, but the Mountain Brook community at large during the month of February. And how about Mountain Brook High School? A lot happened. We had a lot of championships at the high school level, a lot of great success in the classroom as well. We want to congratulate the Dorians for winning a national championship in the large high school varsity high kick division. We're super proud of the Dorians. And if you haven't seen, we want to encourage you to check out our website and social media for a full recap an analysis of what happened for the Dorians to win their first ever national championship. We had some state champions as well. Girls indoor track repeated as state champions. Boys wrestling won their first traditional state championship in the traditional state wrestling tournament. So they won. It was a sweep for boys wrestling. They won duels, they won the traditional state title, and the Spartans just keep on winning. Congratulations to the boys basketball team as well. Just recently, they finished second in 6A, so a runner-up finish for Coach Davis and his Spartans. It was really cool to see in Legacy Arena at the BJCC, lots of students and community support wearing neon shirts, supporting those guys and their journey in the state tournament. Congratulations on a great season. Also, we want to give a shout-out to the 24 National Merit finalists at Mountain Brook High School. That list of 24 students is available on our website. And hey, did you know Mountain Brook High School has 786 National Merit finalists in school history? Just a fantastic number and a testament to the hard work of the students, the teachers, and doing really well, you know, in their school and state testing to have those results. We want to give a shout out to those 24 students for that tremendous accomplishment. Also, something you may not know, February is Career Tech Education Month. Mountain Brook Schools and Mountain Brook High School offer a plethora of career tech education opportunities. You can learn more about that on the school's website and see pictures on social media. Just one activity, for example, students in the business department at the high school conducted mock interviews. We want to thank the community members who served as interviewers for the students who were interviewees, getting professional experience doing mock interviews. And lastly, congratulations to broadcast students who brought home 13 individual awards at the state level representing the high school. Shout out to all of those students and Miss Brooke Dennis for her leadership and really elevating that student broadcast program, which has made an impact not only in the high school, but in the community at large. This is the Good News Update for February 2024. I'm William Galloway. Thanks for listening. Check us out on social media. Check us out on our website. And until then, like and subscribe the Mountain Brook Schools podcast. We appreciate you following along. We'll see you next time here on the Mountain Brook Schools podcast.